The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In the early hours of August 14th, 2016, star American swimmer Ryan Lochte and three teammates pulled up to a gas station outside Rio de Janeiro.
They had been out until nearly 6 a.m., celebrating their accomplishments in the ongoing Olympic Games. But by the time the sun came up, they'd be embroiled in a controversy that would destroy their careers. Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 27th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2016 and the American swimming scandal known as Lochtegate.
The 2016 Olympic Games were one to remember for 32-year-old swimmer Ryan Lochte. As the second most decorated swimmer in American history behind Michael Phelps, Lochte was one of the Rio Games' premier stars.
Unlike the more reserved Phelps, Lochte's bombastic personality set him apart. He was like the Rob Gronkowski to Phelps's Tom Brady. And just like Gronk, Ryan Lochte was the life of the party.
On the night of August 13th, Lochte and three teammates went out to celebrate the Americans' outstanding achievement of 33 swimming medals. They partied at a place called Club France until almost 6 a.m. before drunkenly piling into a taxi and heading for the Olympic Village.
Along the way, they pulled over at a gas station, and that's when the trouble started.
In the morning, reports emerged that Lochte and his teammates had been robbed at gunpoint by men pretending to be police officers. The news sent shockwaves throughout the sporting community. Suddenly, the Brazilian government was under intense scrutiny for the lack of security at the time of the Olympic Games.
But over the next few days, the police couldn't find any evidence to corroborate Lochte's story. In fact, all the evidence pointed towards there being no robbery at all.
Instead, it seemed like Lochte and his teammates had trashed the gas station. The so-called fake policemen they claimed had robbed them were actually the armed guards who tried to stop the rowdy vandals.
In response to this revelation, the Brazilian government ordered that the offending athletes' passports be seized. By then, Lochte had already returned to the United States, probably because he knew his story would be exposed as a lie. But his other teammates were detained as they tried to board a flight back to America. They were only allowed to leave after paying a hefty fine.
And although Lochte had escaped punishment from the Brazilians, he still faced severe consequences back home. After his lies were exposed, all four of his commercial sponsors dropped him. USA Swimming slapped him with a 10-month ban. Because of his fame and prominent role in the scandal, the ban was more than the 4 months given to his teammates.
Once his suspension was over, Lochte kept his head down, training in preparation for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. But it wasn't long until he was embroiled in yet another controversy.
On July 23, 2018, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced that Lochte was being suspended for 14 months because he'd gotten a prohibited IV infusion. Although it was an IV of permitted vitamins, the infusion had exceeded the limit of 100 milliliters.
When his second suspension ended in 2019, Lochte reiterated his desire to make the 2020 Olympic team. He seems on track to do it. He took first place in the 200-meter individual medley at the 2019 U.S. National Championships.
The only question is, will he regain the fans' trust? Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.